Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it'll happen. But all that's W-2 income. The earned income is W-2 income, right? That's your salary. And then the second example is unearned income, or also called investment income. That's from distributions of profits and also from the operation or from the sale of the business. But there are other small business ownership advantages besides the direct cash, and I call them the stealth benefits because they're not as evident as operating opportunities, and there are many of them. But I want to talk about one in particular today. It's arguably what I call the most dramatic stealth benefit, which often has the most wealth creation potential. And it's for you, the business owner, to also personally own the real estate in which your business operates. Here's a classic scenario. Every business is a tenant of some landlord, likely under the terms of some kind of a commercial lease, right? Well, there are many financial and strategic reasons for you to lease property from an unrelated landlord. I've done it. We've all done it. There are many reasons why you would do that. But that arrangement offers the business tenant, your business, only tax deductions of the lease payment and any associated disbursements, and essentially no financial benefits for the owner of the tenant business, for you, the owner, the tenant. No financial benefits, only some tax advantages. Now, let's consider the stealth benefit that I talked about. As long as the business you own is legally structured as a tax reporting entity, like an S-Corp or an LLC, you can accrue stealth benefits by personally owning the real estate your business operates in and then leases from you. For example, Smith Enterprises Incorporated, I'll call it SEI. It's a small manufacturer, has one shareholder. That company has one shareholder, Tom Smith. SEI enters into a long-term, formal, written lease of improved property that it operates in. And the landlord of that lease is the individual who owns that property, is Tom Smith, the same man who owns the company. Several of the stealth benefits of these two entities accrue for this legal arrangements include, but not limited to, SEI, Tom Smith's company, doesn't have to worry about prohibitive rent increases or getting kicked out because its landlord, Smith, won't renew the lease, right? Also, with any lease, Tom Smith's company, SEI, deducts lease payments and associated disbursements, anything else that they pay for the lease. The company does that. As the owner, though, and landlord, Tom Smith personally deducts expenses necessary to deliver on the lease agreement that he has with his company, including mortgage interest, depreciation, maintenance, etc. Also, profits arising from this venture are taxed as unearned investment. Any profits on that lease transaction are unearned income, investment income for Smith, for the landlord, for the owner of the real estate, calculated at his personal income tax rate, but not subject to payroll tax. That's important. Not subject to payroll tax. It's possible that Smith could receive cash distributions from the property even if the investment delivers a loss. That's another one. That's a big deal. I've done that. Over time, here's another one. Over time, as inflation causes rents to rise against mortgage payments that may be fixed for that period, cash distributions will likely increase each year. And here's another one. When a mortgage is paid off, the income-producing property becomes a cash-producing annuity for Smith. And finally, upon the ultimate sale of the property, basis-adjusted profit is taxed at the current capital gains rate, which is typically lower than Smith's personal income tax rate. This has all been going on while Smith's company was the tenant of the real estate that he owned. In my long career, I've seen many family businesses where mom and pop founded and operated the company for decades, but at the end of their business careers, it turned out that the business itself had little or no value to any prospective buyer. It had played out. The business had just played out, and the founders just finally locked the doors up one last time. But concurrent with operating their business, mom and pop also went about acquiring the property their business operated in, just like Smith did a while ago, that I mentioned a minute ago. They acquired the property their business operated in and leased it back to the company. So over those same decades when their company was growing and finally played out, that corner of an intersection where they were in a once sleepy section of town has become a valuable piece of commercial property. So in the end, mom and pop made a good living from operating their business, which ultimately was worth essentially nothing. That happens all the time. But they retired well by selling or renting or leasing the real estate they'd bought for thousands. They may have sold it for millions. That's happened. I've seen it happen. Or they could, as I said, they could just continue to lease the property to the next business. The lease payment, when they've already paid for the building, they got no expenses basically, and do a triple net lease where they got really no expenses. It's just an annuity. It's just money. It's just found money after all those years. Folks, almost all of this includes years of rent distributions, which was taking place under the marketplace radar as stealth benefits. Take advantage of the stealth benefit, my friends, of owning the real estate your business operates in. I do it. It works. You should too, if at all possible. I'm Jim Blassen. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.